Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 10th day of April, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Always informative. Steve Quayle is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour. And coming up in the last 30 minutes of the transmission, we have Mr. Bundy out in Nevada who is saying that as soon as they get enough people, they're going to mass together and peacefully walk across the public land to where they've got the 300 cows they've stolen from him, the BLM, and take them back. And, of course, the feds have snipers, armored vehicles, helicopters out there. The best place to see the full reportage is at drudgereport.com. And drudgereport.com has a link at the top. Our latest story, standoff at Nevada Ranch. We have Mr. Bundy calling for the sheriff to arrest the BLM feds. And we've got the governor going public saying it's intimidation and that Bundy's following state law. And we've got U.S. senators, multiple senators now, one in Nevada and another coming out saying this is wrong. But see, these are lawyers, so they know what grazing rights are, what forage rights are, what squatters' rights are from 1877 that his particular family has. All over the world, indigenous groups or groups that have been there for hundreds of years have the right to land, even if some government later declares that it's a, 90% of Nevada, I kept saying 87, it's now 90%, is federal. Another 5, 6% is state, less than 5% total is private. And can you imagine living in a state like that? And your family was there before it was even a territory, and they won't suddenly let you have your cattle on the property. And this is the imperious nature of government. By the way, as I speak, there are helicopters swarming overhead. We'll have this later in the show. On I-35 and other roads, there's police everywhere. My reporters were down the street because Obama's set to go by on his motorcade at the Civil Rights Conference here in Austin today. And I was coming into work and saw my reporters on the side of the road, on a sidewalk, being yelled at by the police for daring to set up cameras on a sidewalk, not on the highway, but on a frontage road. You don't do that when the emperor comes around. It's such a joke for this criminal nobody, for any president. Helicopters and shutting down major highways and shutting down the entrance ramps and cops bugging their eyes out like the second coming of Christ has happened. It's all about red carpets and Air Force One and this is the king. It's the opposite of what a free society would have. You see this pomp and circumstance in every authoritarian regime. The old Soviet regimes, North Korea. I mean, this is not the hallmark of a free society. So we've got that backdrop going on. Obama to give keynote at summit today, the Civil Rights Summit. They mean the race-baiting racial division summit at the LBJ Library Presidential Center. And Nancy Pelosi says Republicans are stalling on immigration reform because of racial issues, likens it to Japanese being put in internment camps in World War II. If we don't let unlimited illegals in to then be given free welfare and citizenship to then vote to make us the slave of the criminal Nancy Pelosi, we're racist. And if you don't like Obamacare, you heard the big baseball player come out yesterday and say you're a racist. You're a KKK, actually. And if you like guns, you're KKK. That's the talking point. And, of course, they all know that's not true. It's about political dominance using guilt on people that have done nothing. So that's all coming up. Speaking of doing something to the guilty, Congress is now doing their job calling for the arrest of Lois Lerner for her criminal persecution of anyone right of Satan. This is big. That's coming up as well.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this April 10th, Thursday, worldwide transmission. I come to you from Austin, Texas, with the skies filled with federal helicopters, Army helicopters, green helicopters, black helicopters, and green and white Marine One circling around while they also block major highways hours ahead of the great Fuhrer and leader, who I guess now has arrived, our Lord and Savior, according to Jamie Foxx, Barack Obama. Barack Obama, ladies and gentlemen, whose attorney general is acting as a dictator and ignoring Congress on their subpoenas on Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the list goes on and on. But the dam is beginning to break. Yesterday, we aired the clips of two different congressmen from Texas basically saying that Eric Holder should be arrested for ignoring their federal subpoena. And he threatened back to Gohmert, Louis Gohmert of Texas, "You don't want to go there, buddy," and was pointing his finger at him very menacingly. So this is a criminal takeover that's going on. The good news is that real libertarian-style Tea Party Republicans are now understanding there's a total takeover taking place if they don't stand up against this criminal action. I mean, Obama conservatively has done, let's not exaggerate, I don't know, 30, 40 times what Nixon did, unconstitutional. And it's all naked. I mean, they've already basically stolen the farm. They've already done everything. And now they don't get in trouble. Katie barred the door. Here's the Hill newspaper. GOP calls for learner's prosecution. House Ways and Means Committee yesterday accused former IRS official, not servant, Lois Lerner of targeting the prominent GOP group Crossroads, GPS, and urged the Justice Department to take a fresh look at whether she should be prosecuted. And I guess they're only going after that because it's got Karl Rove involved in it. So, see, it's the real Republican establishment is also getting upset. They've actually been messed with now. They're like, hey, we're supposed to just share power here and bring in NAFTA and GATT and the New World Order and the police state and Obamacare and act like, well, you know, we're fighting. What are you doing? You're trying to get rid of us completely. That's what the founders put the separation of powers in, knowing you'd have different criminal groups dividing the legislative, dividing the judicial. You'd have that divided up with the states, the people dividing it up with juries and grand juries, and then the executive they were always worried about becoming a dictatorship. So that was bound down by the Constitution and the fact that it was given its orders by Congress, then the president executes. Now the president is operating and the bureaucracy is operating, teamed up as if they're king. They've kind of bought off the Congress, who's now figuring out they've become ceremonial and won't matter soon if they don't wake up. And new libertarian Tea Party types have gotten in as a moral compass. They're not perfect, but they're not absolute, you know, authoritarian statists that want to extinct all freedom. Now, I know a lot of these Congress people on and off air, and I mean, a lot of them are more hardcore than I am. They just won't say it on air. A lot of them are listening right now. They know what I'm saying is true. And I'm not taking credit for InfoWars. It's just that we've decompartmentalized a lot of stuff where people that are in Congress go, wow, it's true. This has been going on all along. And they see how real all this is. And they give us intel as well. That really scares the system. So GOP calls for Lerner's prosecution. House Republicans won't rule out arresting Lois Lerner if Justice Department doesn't. That's absolutely beautiful. House Ways and Means Committee Republicans aren't ruling out the use of Chambers' inherent contempt authority if Attorney General Eric Holder refuses to act on the people's accusations against former IRS official Lois Lerner. The committee voted Wednesday to seek an investigation of whether Lerner violated federal law by using her power to ensure right-leaning groups were targeted for extra scrutiny by the agency. The Democrats admit they did that. Not one Democrat or communist or socialist group was targeted. George Soros can insider trade all day. He doesn't get in trouble with the SEC. So can the Democratic and former governor in New Jersey, Corzine. I mean, these people are above the law, folks. And remember Cummings acting like he was all mad at the committees when she took the fifth a few weeks ago and saying how dare him not be able to ask questions? She took the fifth. That means you can't talk then once you take it. But she says, I take the fifth. So, and then she puts out lies. She's done that before. Cummings, using the public's ignorance, acted like Issa was censoring him. Well, of course, it turns out now, it's being reported in the Washington Free Beacon, IRS gave House Oversight Democrats info on targeted conservative group. Cummings previously denied IRS contact. They're all in on it. Elijah Cummings, all of them. This is a mafia group, ladies and gentlemen. They're going after everyone at a level never before seen. Arresting filmmakers, Dinesh D'Souza. Arresting governors, literally, for taking donations from a supplement company. I mean, I looked at it. It's not even illegal. But it was a little untoward, so the governor of Virginia would whisper it, you know, with his friends at dinner about how when he got out of office, he was going to go work for a supplement company and how he was an exercise aficionado and, you know, how much he loved the supplements. And so because he acted like it was something he was trying to hide, they acted like that was illegal. Again, they use the ignorance. Like they tell you it's the law to take vaccines. It's not. Or they tell you that this rancher is out there stealing land when the governor's now come out and said, no, it's state law. And the feds are just, I mean, the feds are arresting people who collect rainwater in places like Michigan and Oregon. I have the articles here in front of me. I'm going to play a report later about that. They're coming after everyone. It's the green police. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's feudalism, control of everything. 90% of Nevada, I was incorrect, I'm saying 97. Since that 6, 7, 8-year-old number, it's now 90%. They've gotten that much more. They're just grabbing it or buying it or forcing people off of it. The state has 5%. That's 95% is government. Can the people have 5%? The answer is no. And we've got David Knight and Josh Owens on the ground with a video Skype feed from the state of Nevada. They're in Mopa Valley in the town, and they're going to be at the town hall meetings, all of it. We've got clips of Cliven Bundy, who's on the last 30 minutes of the show today. We're going to do a live Skype interview with him. Yesterday, the feds came out, and this is all on video at Infowars.com. It's linked up at DrudgeReport.com, top link, and began tasering and beating and bloodying and beating people who did nothing. And it's a classic Fed move. They go, somebody around here earlier bumped one of our cars, so we're going to just taser and attack everybody as a brutal criminal assault to intimidate more people showing up. The answer to this is for people to show up, more media to show up. We reported this over a week ago. Drudge picked it up. Now it's all over Fox News. It's all over Glenn Beck. It's all over Sean Hannity. Now it's being covered by the largest media outlets in the United States. And, you know, MSNBC and others want to act like they're the dominant media with a 500,000 views top with Glenn Beck with, you know, 6, 7, 8 million listeners a day. Michael Savage with 6, 7, 8 million listeners and viewers a day. Rush Limbaugh with 10, 12 million listeners a day. This show with 3 million terrestrial listeners a day. Millions on the internet in the aggregate, conservatively. 15 million a week total. Limbaugh, 25 million a week, 22 million a week. Glenn Beck, you know, 20 million a week. All these shows. Coast to Coast AM with 16 million a week covering it. MSNBC and CNN with 500,000 viewers on their top shows. Oh, they set the reality and are demonizing it. So we're gonna go to David Knight and find out what he's got coming up on this, but more people are getting there, and the answer is, I believe the Gandhi approach is to just walk through and show it's the people's land. Now remember, this isn't even a national park. This is 90% of the state. His family's been there since 1877. They have the, quote, surface rights and forage rights, the water rights and the forage rights. Unequivocal, folks. My family are big landowners since 1829. We still hold land, 1829 Mexican land grants. So I know all about this. And the governor's come out and said, this is intimidation. This is wrong. He's following state law. Now we're going to go to break and come back with David Knight in the Skype link there. But first, I want to play a clip of Cliven Bundy speaking at the Maupa Valley Town Hall meeting. And even the town hall has big banners up about the defense of private property. And he says the sheriff needs to arrest the feds. And, folks, all it's going to take is a sheriff. This isn't like, you know, the civil rights movement where some of the states were out of line and Eisenhower sent in, you know, federal marshals and the army to open up schools where the moral high ground was on the side of the feds, a balance of power. This is the people having their land rights taken. And now if the feds push and try to say folks are terrorists in this, they're going to lose the moral high ground. So this is the time to push. I don't want violence. But this could be the shot heard around the world if the feds, the sniper, shoot somebody. And I'm worried, you know, there are real unstable people out there, too, that are sick of being pushed around. You know, there could be somebody really go after the feds out there. And, I mean, I don't want anything to happen to a bunch of idiot BLM people. They're morons. They're dishonorable idiots who think that their authority is the authorization to be involved in tyranny. Let's go out to break with Mr. Bundy.
Now, remember what I told you about who owns this land? Who owns this land?
We do.
Who are you?
Everyone.
Okay, you're the citizens of Clark County, Nevada. You own this land. This is your public land. And so I ask the question here tonight, is the United States government trespassing on your land?
Yeah.
Okay, let's ask the question again. Is Private Bundy trespassing on your land.
No. All right, we're going to break. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
We have a bankrupt,
will it
financially and
you're on you now?
Culturally system.
Got someone to
we have a bankrupt federal government run by foreign banks that want people off the public land. The federal government's got more than half the land in this country, upwards of 80% of the land out west, 90% of Nevada. And they don't want people using the open range that predates fences coming in the 1870s and 1880s. In Mexico, in all the national parks, I've been to a couple big ones that have big rolling hills and grass and desert. There's sheep and cows, folks, and the people aren't paying to be on it because they've always been there, and they have the grazing rights to it. One reason Mexico City's gotten so huge is that in southern Mexico, the only area that was able to stop it was the Chiapas area. But in all the other areas, they forced everybody off their land because they didn't have deeds to it. They've been there for thousands of years. It's the same thing. All over the world, the globalists, the UN, under Agenda 21, is forcing rural populations off land. And if you own the land, they're going to come take it from you with regulations and taxes. Now, I take you now live to Nevada, right there on the border with Arizona, with the sixth-generation family, and we have Ammon Bundy, the son of the rancher who's been standing up, Cliven Bundy. But first is David Knight giving us a report on what he's seen since he got there. David Knight reporting. David, thanks for coming on, and thanks for going out there.
Thank you, Alex. We're here at the protest area, and I've got Ammon Bundy standing right next to me. You know, you were talking about people being tasered last night, and there was some real brutal things that happened there, but I want to let him tell you why they were there. As you mentioned before, this is about rights. If they can take their grazing rights, if they can take their water rights, they can take your rights, your property rights at your home. So if you're not a rancher, you don't know any ranchers because they're going out of business left and right. And this is a small family business that's been here for over about 140 years. And let me let you hear from Ammon what happened last night. He was one of the people that got tasered last night. Ammon, tell us what happened last night.
Well, just to set the area, they've got this land around 600,000 acres completely locked down. If you step off the road, they arrest you. And they don't just be nice about it. They knock you on the ground, rub your face in the ground, handcuff you, and take you off. That's how they're doing it. So they literally, by force, have closed this land off and have occupied it. And one more thing to set the setting here. If almost every wash and every canyon, if you will, here, and every road has either an agent on it or has a camera in it to make sure that people are obedient to what they say. And anyway, I'm not exaggerating that one bit. Okay. So yesterday we've already had citizens run to the ground and arrested. The other day, and I'll just tell you two incidences. The other day we had a citizen, a 16-year-old boy that pulled off here where he's been his whole life, went down to the river here, and we saw about five or six of their agents or vehicles go down there. And so we rushed over there to protect him because of what happened before, and they were on their way to doing the exact same thing to him. And we had to, you know, basically push them off. This 16-year-old boy to get him to and protect him. And we did back him down. There was about 40 of us. Then, yesterday, where most of the activity that got a lot of news here, the way it started is they came down off this mountain and there was 14 units. And, one of them was a dump truck with a backhoe on a trailer behind it. And the other 13 units were protection units heavily armed for this dump truck and this backhoe. And we saw them come off this hill, so we took the opportunity to protest them, but we also felt that it was crucial that we understood what in the world was in the back of that dump truck. Mm-hmm. They've been chasing these cattle all over this country, and it's been a hot year so far. It was over 90 degrees already, and these cattle can't run very long before they overheat, and it'll kill them. Also, we know that they've been separating these mothers from their calves. This is calving season for us right now. So they're separating these young calves from their mothers, and we are seeing cattle that have tight bags, meaning where are their calves? Their calves are separated, you know, lying under a bush, getting ready to die or dying. So anyway, we wanted to know what was in the
back. Tell him stay there.
Not possibly. It was
stay there. We're going to break.
Hang on. Stay there. We're going to go to break.
Yeah, he's going to come back and finish the story. And there's video at InfoWars.com where they taser him and blood and everything and slamming women's heads in the ground. And imagine 600,000 acres. Everybody's always gone on it. Locals don't even know what's going on. You step on it, here come federal killers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to do a video report on this sometime next week. My friend has all the documentation. He bought a $3,000 used 1993 Chevy pickup truck. He went in to get the license and registration, and they said, your truck is worth $18,000. And he said, no, it's listed at about $3,000 in the Kelley Blue Book, and that's what I paid for it. I need something to haul stuff around. It's a junky old truck, but, you know, runs okay. And they said, no, you owe us, you know, $6,000. We've got all the documentation. We're going to show that he's at $5,000 or $6,000. So he just went to a DPS office in Houston. And they said, yeah, this is worth $3,000, and you owe us $400. But still, he didn't even really own his truck. License, registration, all this stuff. That didn't used to happen on your transportation, on your horse and buggy. Travel is not a privilege. It's a right. But they've lied to you now, and people think it's a privilege because the cops say so. It's a privilege to engage in commerce on publicly paid-for roads. And to have an 18-wheeler, that's how it all started in the 20s, was they had heavier trucks traveling, and they argued to the public, oh, they're tearing up the roads, you're having to pay for it. Let's make them get license and registration because they're in commerce. And the states were able to constitutionally do that. Now you're in commerce. See, The governor of Nevada has now come out and said this is intimidation, the Fed should back off, and that he does have the grazing rights and the water rights. Folks, let me explain how big this is. When you have the surface rights and the feds come along when they're there 140 years ago, and the feds come along 140 years later and say, well, we just say this is all federal land out here because nobody ever officially got it because nobody wanted it. You have the grazing rights since 1877. We're just not going to let you do it, or you can pay us a bunch of money. And this is all about Agenda 21 on record. Get the book. We sell it. Behind the Green Mask. Or my film, Endgame. At InfoWarsStore.com. Give it to people. So, and then it supports the broadcast. We can have our reporters go out and cover things like this. It's very expensive to do this. And give it to all your county commissioners, your city council, so they understand. Most of them are not criminals. They just are ignorant. And they think, wow, the feds have arrived. We've all got to kiss their butt. Just 10 years ago, the feds still got permission when they came into a town or city. Now they don't even do that. Now they're ordering everyone around. I've covered Bilderberg, sitting there with a microphone, peacefully sitting there. And Hillary and Obama come into the deal before they was even elected. And they guy points an MP5 heckler machine gun at me. Because he had an earpiece and a tie, and he thinks he's a secret agent and a movie star. He's a narcissistic mental patient, Secret Service agent, wanting to intimidate a bunch of reporters standing there, showing where Obama was at. When the media was saying, where's Obama? No one knows. We knew. We were there. They were making the deal that she would step down, he would be president. We're the real media, folks. We went out and covered this. We covered this over a week and a half ago. Drudge covered it in the big, powerful alternative media, and now it's everywhere. And I'm not saying, oh, look, we covered and broke this story, because locals broke it. The point is that it's all happening to us, and we need to show we're the real media. We're the people's media. Mainstream media is saying, you know, Bundy claims he crazily owns this land that's federal. Isn't he nuts? Knowing people who aren't ranchers don't know about this, don't know that 80-something percent of the West is federal, don't know 90% of Nevada is federal, don't know they just power grabbed it and said, well, we administer it now, but you can still have your grazing rights. So I want to go back to his son to give him the floor, Amon Bundy, who was tasered, and he's going to show us the wounds from that. And I've seen the video on the local news, the blood pouring out. But when they tasered him, folks ripped the taser out. He was just telling the story of one of the young locals that's gone down to the river. And when you're out in the desert, that's where everybody hangs out. On the BLM, quote, land, 90% of the state. They're outside the town, 600,000 acres. And here came the feds racing down to attack him. And they almost had a confrontation, and that's what's going to happen, folks. They're going to beat up a kid. They're going to beat up a woman. They're going to shoot a kid in the back. And I'm telling you, all hell's going to break loose, and I don't want that to happen. We're beating the globalists right now politically. We are hurting them on every front. They want to get a physical confrontation going. They've got the billions of rounds of ammo, the armored vehicles, all of it. They're going to lose that civil war in the first wave. But then they're going to bring in the UN troops after. And by the way, folks, I'm not kidding. This is official State Department plan 7277. This is NLE 09 and NLE 14 that we got that was secret, where it talks about using foreign troops against Americans. This is all real. Now, I want to go back to David Knight to finish talking to one of the ranchers who's been physically attacked. And I guess it was his other brother, what was it, that got arrested for no reason and his head slammed on the ground and taken to Las Vegas. Break down, sir, finish up your story about obviously Cal's dying or what was in the back of the dump truck and the over 250 armed people. I mean, get him to go over all of it, David Knight, and then I want you, David, to break down your take on all this. David Knight.
Alex, we're here with Ammon Bundy, and he's the son of Clive and Bundy, and he was just telling us before the break that they were concerned about this convoy they saw because they had seen a lot of cows that were obviously had been separated from their calves. This is calving season. They're concerned that they're running these calves hard. They're running the cows hard. They're afraid that they're dying. So they wanted to see what was inside this truck, and that was a group of demonstrators. Let me show you first his where he was tasered, right here on his neck, and you also tasered elsewhere, right?
I was tasered on my arm, and then they hit my chest and my stomach.
And you tore it out.
Yeah, either I tore it out or some other people that were with me tore them out. As they were shooting them, they'd tear them out. And
tell us what led up to this, and we want to talk about, because this is a real key thing. This is the key point about this is about their water rights, and that was what this ultimately turned out to be about. But tell us about the incident leading up to that.
All right, so they're coming down. There was 14 units. They were protecting this backhoe and this dump truck. And we stopped the convoy in the intent to see what was in the back of that dump truck. And they immediately came out armed, and 13 units with two men and dogs wow. each, at least two men and dogs, fully armed, came out and began to resist us from being able to see what was in the back of that truck. And it got quite heated. It was, you know, pretty much just verbal for a while. And then one of the Rangers came up behind a 59-year-old woman and body slammed her. And after that, it literally exploded into, you know, escalated tremendously.
Slammed her into the ground.
Yeah, from behind. You watch the video. It's from behind.
Yeah.
And then there was a, you know, continued a confrontation forward, and then they started to tase me. They hit me, and I ripped the first ones off, or actually, it was a combination. There were several people who ripped them off, and then they tased me again, and ripped them off again. Then they tased me again, and we ripped them off again. And anyway, it got to the point where we pretty much were backing them down. They were trying to stick their dogs on us, and we were...
About how many people did you have?
We had about 50 people, and there was about probably 30 of them.
Well, armed.
Yeah, fully armed, and basically kept pressing that they needed to get in their truck, they needed to get out of here, and we were able to push them far enough that we did get a look in the back of the truck, and finally pushed them out of there and made them leave.
What did you learn when you looked in the truck?
Well, we thought that it possibly going to be a rendering truck. They're going to have animals in there, but we did not find that. What we found was that they're destroying all the water pipes and all the water tanks that are throughout this land that have been here over 100 years.
Destroying the infrastructure.
Right. Sorry, Alex.
They're destroying the infrastructure just like Stalin did in Poland and Ukraine. This is classic war against our infrastructure. NAFTA, GATT, all of it is to shut us down. It was reported yesterday by the LA Times, ranchers are shutting down nationwide. Beef prices are the highest ever recorded. Almost all the ranchers I know have been shut down, even though beef prices are the highest ever because of Big Agra having a bottleneck on the production of the meat packing. And so I want people to understand, this is the shutdown of America. This is Cloward and Piven to bankrupt us. We're seeing right now. If you want welfare, you want to come here and have your babies for free, taxpayers will pay for it. If you want to come here and vote to take our guns, you can come into the country. But if you've got the land and the water tanks and the water pipes for 100 years, where the windmills, you know, where this gentleman's great-great-granddaddy set it up, you're not allowed to do that. It will be destroyed by the criminals. Go ahead. Back to David Knight.
I want to talk a little bit about those water rights, because those water rights... Yes, I wanted Ammon to talk a little bit about those water rights, because those water rights are very much like your property rights. You register your property rights at the county, state level. It's not at the federal level. And they can come in. If we're going to allow this to happen to these ranchers, they're going to do that to us individually. Talk a little bit about the water rights and what they try to do there, because they are destroying infrastructure, not only for you, but for the wildlife that's out here, right?
That's correct. So those water rights were either purchased or inherited from, and originally came from homesteading. Okay, and they're throughout this land here, and we have done improvements over the last 100 years and piped those lines down all through this country with tanks and pipes, and the wildlife and the cattle have used that water for 100 plus years. They're tearing those out now. The reason they're doing that is because that is the one thing that ties those rights to this land. See, the grazing rights are also tied to the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... if they have any, if we have any legal right besides just state taking over its sovereignty, which obviously we want to happen, but it's tied to those waters. And they know that. And that's why when they're tearing these out and they're coming down, that's why one dump truck and a backhoe has 13 armed vehicles on it because they did not want us to see what was in the back of that because they are destroying those waters. Now
they know where the critical points are to take our rights, to take our property.
Absolutely. Must be. Why in the world would they have 13 armed vehicles, over 30 men with military rifles and dogs to protect one backhoe and a dump truck?
Let me add this point. There's famous cases.
Down this hill all the time.
There's famous cases out in California, you know, where the guy had the 100 acres right between the two mountains. He was a doctor, no criminal record. And they just came to his house and killed him in a marijuana raid. There was no marijuana. And then the police actually sold and moved into the property. And actually the cops that killed him got the money. And that's all this is asset forfeiture seizure. We have a predatory government, and they state they want the, quote, rewilding half the country completely off limits to humans. They're tearing up the roads everywhere. This is why America's shutting down. And they know people are fleeing out west away from the tyranny of the cities. And this is the war, folks. This is why in Florida they're arresting women that for 10 years, you know, that lady, you know, had her own electric power out in the country. And they saw her on the news, and so they sent the code enforcers to try to take her house. I mean, this is happening everywhere. Your report, David, where they're arresting people for collecting rainwater in Oregon. This is the takeover. Now, I want to talk about his father said he was concerned about confrontations yesterday. Those indeed happened. We've seen him tasered. We've seen women assaulted by these little coward goons in their costumes, in their little police dogs, and I mean, just total cowards. And we've seen their activities. What are the actions planned today? What do they think the next flashpoints could be? What's the game plan going forward?
Emma, he'd like to know what's planned for today. What are the flashpoints going forward? How do you see anything? How do you see it developing today?
Well, actually, we've accomplished quite a bit today already. At dawn, we had around 20 cowboys go out on the public land. And we gathered about 30 head. We did have a small confrontation with them, but they didn't have enough forces to really do a whole lot. They couldn't mobilize fast enough, and we were able to gather those cattle and get them to the ranch. And they're branding the calves and stuff right now. So we've already done some. We have a lot of people here that will be here protesting. We also have we're starting to get the state to start realizing their responsibility. So we have five state representatives that will be here addressing the people at 5 o'clock. And so that's what's going on today.
Let me ask you about the auction, because there was news that they were going to try to auction off the cattle. I saw something as we were flying out here. I read that they were going to originally auction them off in Utah. Utah said no. What's the status of the auction of the cattle that they rustled so far?
Well, they had paid the auction $300,000 to take the cattle, because obviously they must have known that there would be some commitment that the cattle. They were not able to do that. One is Utah's not allowing them to be transferred to the auction yard, and then they were opposed so heavily that if they continued it, the auction yard would have gone out of business. So we imagine, and we don't know this for sure, but we imagine that they're looking for other ways to sell these cattle. We don't know that the cattle have left the compound over here or not, but we actually have airplanes in the air. Finally, we've been able to get airplanes in the air to confirm that, and I haven't got that report. Our goal is to keep those cattle from leaving this area by the people's voice and then take them back.
Let me ask you one last question if we got time, Alex. I was talking to your mother earlier, and she said, at the point, there used to be 53 ranches right around here. You're the last ranch in the area. And at the point where the 52 other ranches went out, she said that they had reduced the herd allowable to something like 150 head, and they were going to keep them off during the spring, which is the prime time, the calving time, which is right now. But also, I thought it was very curious that these other 52 ranches were bought off by the state of Nevada, not by the federal government. Is that correct?
By the county. And yet, you'll have to, there's a lot to that, but one is that proves that there was rights, because the way it was, the federal government manipulated the state and the county to buy those, but then they recognized that there was rights and that they need to be purchased. My dad did not sell, which is an argument of that one time they did recognize those rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to make it clear, 53 ranchers did not sell. Many of them were pushed out, regulated to the point that they could not survive.
Yeah.
Others died. And I mean by not violent death, but these are, you know, older men and they died young because they were the pressure and the anyway, I just talked about a couple of ranchers that actually died of heart attacks. I mean, this is a serious deal. It's extremely stressful on a rancher. The livelihood is very rough, and to get them to just survive in this without the federal regulations is tough. And then try to be regulated out of business makes it even rougher.
Tell him we're going to break. I want to come back to him.
Ourselves. That's the reason to regulate.
We're going to break. We'll be right back.
I want to come back and I'm going to get your take on this. Have him finish up when we come back. I know he's got to go, but I want to get some final comments from him and also get what David Knight has to say. But if he's got another interview, let him go to that. Folks, this is the extinction of a way of life. This is the hunting down, the harassment. You really learn how predatory the government is when they've gotten 3% more of Nevada in just the last 6-7 years. It's up to 90% now. It was 87. They want everything. And if you got hardy people out in the desert that have been there for 140 years, they want them gone. They want you in the cities drinking fluoride, eating GMO. This is off the charts evil. We'll be right back.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Manna Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Manna will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Manna. Call 877-817-9829 or visit powerprepper.com. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it's in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
You know, we didn't plan to roll this. This is pre-programmed. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're going to get mugged if you go downtown. Notice he can skin a buck, he can run a trot line. A country boy can survive.
I live back in the woods, you see.
A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Where are all the Tea Party people? Where are all the so-called land rights people? Well, they're out there. It's the middle of nowhere.
Rifle and a four-wheel drive.
And they want you to not be able to survive.
Country folks can survive.
because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till
dawn. No, you can't. The feds say they own it all and they're coming with men with guns.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
This country boy can survive.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Worldwide, people that are living on the land are being driven off because you can't starve them out and you can't make them run.
Because you can't starve them out and you can't make them run. Those wooden old boys raised.
You've got to go back to the land. You've got to get more sufficient. That's right. If you're not into that, look, just go be a slave.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines
and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. All right, going back to David Knight out there with the ranchers facing crazed goons. David Knight, I want to get final comments from Mr. Bundy, and then I want to get your take on what you're seeing.
Well, Alex,
can you hold for one?
Alex, as you mentioned, this is about rights, and it's very sad to see this happening to these people. I'm reminded of the old days in old England, you know, when the Robin Hood stories where the sheriff and the king said that you couldn't go into the forest to get any food. That's essentially what they're trying to do. If they can run these people off of their land, shut down the family business they've had for 140 years, they can take your property as well, whether you just have a suburban house. They've probably got a much stronger title than you do if you've been involved in some of these MERS situations. Last comment here, Emin. Where would you like to see this happen? What would be a good way for this to be resolved?
Well, it must be resolved by the state taking its sovereignty. The state leadership, the governor, and the county leadership, such as the county sheriff, have to step in here and say, no, this is not correct. This is not constitutional. This land is Nevada state land, and the laws of Nevada apply here. This is not the territory, the U.S. territory.
Now, so far, the governor, Republican Sandoval, has been standing on the sideline wringing his hands. But you do have some state reps that are going to show up this afternoon, you think?
We do, and of course they're trying to influence the governor to get a backbone in this thing.
Yeah.
He's made a couple comments, but he's going to have to answer these people, and I hope he does. We respect him, we need him, and we know that he can be a leader, and we want him to lead and recognize his sovereignty here.
Well, thank you very much, Ammon. Thank you for standing for our rights as well. I'm sorry this is happening to your family.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And then later do a high-def interview with him. I want to ask him where his gut thinks he's going. You're going to be interviewing his daddy, I know. We're going to have a guest on for an hour and a half, Steve Quayle, to cover the waterfront. And then he'll probably still be on with us when you're interviewing his dad there live in the last 30 minutes today. But I want to bring that up to him because these confrontations continue and this keeps going on. I mean, that's a big deal, David. The 20
right,
cowboys rode out there and got some of the stolen cows back. That's a big deal. Big defiance of the scum.
The key is going to be whether people are going to stand together on this or whether they're going to let these people be taken down one at a time by a pack of federal wolves.
Well, that's it. The wolves have already driven out the other 53 families.
That's right.
They're already, I mean, all over America, like a cancer, they're shutting everything down. Every mine, every field, everything privately owned. They are slitting this country's throat ear to ear right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
waging war.